Mix 94.7 KMCH on the morning show. Guest of the day segment. Well, it's a sure sign of spring when the boys and girls from the Country Cruisers Car Show show up and want to be here. And it means we've officially turned the page. Dennis, Denny Wiederman, we've never really settled on which one you want to be referred to as.
I'll answer
Bill,
about
Timmy,
anything.
Michael, James.
Ask my former students. I give you a ton of different names.
Mr. Wiederman is here. With the Country Cruisers. It's almost that time of year, ain't it?
Hey, it is coming here. Summer's here, like you said. This is our first event. We're really looking forward to it. Summer's here. Activities are going on. The weather's cooperating. Outside is nice. If you don't have your cars out, get them out and enjoy them. And if you can bring them down to the show and shine on Friday, June 10th, do that.
Now, and you're thinking, well, that's so long from now. No, that's not this Friday, but next Friday already.
June is coming. It's just right around the corner. I mean, summer came up on me quick. I'm thinking it was cold out, it was rainy out, it was crappy out, and all of a sudden.
Well, we had those 2 days of spring, which were really nice.
We did have. Every now and then there's a couple of days just to remind you that, hey, it's going to be great. We're looking for good weather. I'm assuming you guys have ordered good weather for Friday night, the 10th.
Yeah, we're also in charge of cups and forks, too.
Okay, so. Sounds good.
That was our list, anyway.
And you're in charge of music down there,
too.
Yeah,
somebody will be. I don't know.
Okay.
If we get the cups and forks in time, we'll show up with a boombox, too.
there you go. Sounds good.
So this goes on. I mean, you do a number of these, but this is the first one coming up next Friday already.
Yes, it is. We'll do two car shows downtown. This one, I'll mention the other one now. The next one will be August 12th, and then the big cruise is August 13th, just so you can get them on the calendar and get ready. But this one is our opening up for the summer. We used to do a different program, and now we've gone to the Friday night shows because it's just so relaxed. The people downtown wandering through stores, wandering up and down the streets, looking at the cars. It's a fantastic night to see a lot of people and open up that summer and say, hey, folks, it's here. How you doing? What's going on? Type of thing. So what we'll do is we'll block the streets off, starting at the stoplights at the Four Corners, and go south on South Franklin. And then we'll set a barricade up at the bottom end of South Franklin by the bridge. And then going back up the street to the Franklin Street Brewery and the Riverbend Pub. Usually that's where we set our trailer up, right there by Riverbend, and that's where you'll kind of announce from probably, and then the street going over
Quit
towards...
roping me into work! It's my church night!
I'm sorry, it wasn't.
I told you I'd band practice the next day.
You were sending Eric, weren't you? Whoever's coming down to represent, KMCH will be there.
Somebody will be there.
There you go. Anyway, the whole thing is from 5 to 9. The city is super about getting the barricades there a little earlier. Some around 4 o'clock, we'll start pulling barricades out, and the people that are shopping down there and running the stores, their cars will slowly start to disappear, and we'll start bringing cars in. If you're bringing a car down, from 5 to 6:30 is for arrival and registration things. Come in over by the post office on East Delaware Street. Drive straight down towards... You'll see our tent and our trailer down there. And then we'll have staff people to park you. We'll check you in. We'll park you. Once you get parked, if you have a car, stop at the tent, pick up a registration form. You'll also get a ballot so you can vote for the car. We do not vote. The people that bring cars in will do the voting. So from 5:30 to 6:30, we'll get all that stuff taken care of. And by the time we get all the ballots in at 6:30, take us an hour maybe to get things together, and then 8 o'clock are the awards. And then from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock is kind of relaxed time again for us because our activities are done, and just enjoy the cars. 9 o'clock, the city likes to have the cars off the street, park as per normal so that the businesses are open, can enjoy it. And we've had a few people that somewhere wandered off and enjoyed some of the...
And that's when we auction off the nice cars, about 9:30
So occasionally we'll be looking in the restaurants, looking in the bars, looking wherever, trying to figure out, okay, where'd these people go to? But they have so much fun. They're all over the place, you know. If you're coming to observe, don't let the barricade stop you. Everything is free. The entry for the car is free. The people coming in, free. Just come down, enjoy it. Bring your friends down, bring your family down, whatever. It's just a very enjoyable night. Come in, wander around. If you want to buy a T-shirt or some koozies, stop at our trailer down there, and we'll have things. If you bring a car down, we'll have dash plaques for you. I think there's 100 of those, and we usually have 100 to 125 cars.
So. Yeah, this isn't just like, all right, five cars showed up, let's car to show. No, there's a fair amount that show up for
there
this.
There are. There's a tremendous amount of cars that show up. We've had really, really good turnouts. Like I said, this Friday night thing has just been really, it's fun, it's enjoyable. You get there, you spend time wandering around, look at all the other cars, seeing the other people. And it's early in the summer, so you get to know things. Hey, what's happening in the summer? What are you doing? Where are you going type of thing? So that all works good. There should be a food truck down there. That was in the agenda. I think somebody was taking care of that. We have a ton of sponsors that are fantastic, too. So on the side of our trailer, on our shirts, read the sponsors' names. They're the ones that really make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We try to donate a lot of money out at the end of the year to whatever things we can find that need it. We add a few new ones every year. We have a couple of scholarships we give away. Special Olympics is almost always in the mix. Operation Santa Claus, you know. So whatever money we make from this, we turn around and we donate it out.
And that's the best part. And again, it's coming up next Friday already. So Friday the 10th, not this Friday, but next Friday. Mark your calendar.
That is correct. Get it on the calendar. If you don't remember it, I'm sure KMCH will have it on their page. Go to our web page or our Facebook page for Country Cruisers. And I'm not that good with the phone and the internet. I just typed in Country Cruisers and boom.
There it is right there.
It came up. So if you can get that far, you should be.
If you can handle that, they'll give you a show.
They'll give you dates and times and things. And again, anyone is welcome with any car they want to bring. We'll give trophies away for first, second, and third place. We have it for best GM, which is kind of a standard type of category. FOMOCO, we're going with the old Ford Motor Company name.
Is it possible to find a best Ford? Is that even, I mean, or is that an oxymoron?
Boy, you're going to get in trouble with some Ford people.
That's why I'm in here. See, well, now you know I'm not showing up on the 10th.
When I taught school, the GMs came in like crazy. So there's a few of those diehard Ford lovers, and they are diehard. And we get some really, really nice-looking Fords.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mopar has always been kind of a trailer in the 60s. A few people picked them up. We have first, second, third place for Mopar. And then we have a trucks category, so if you have your pickup truck, something. And then best of the rest. We get some other things.
I'm vying for the best Cadillac STS, Dennis. That's what I'm vying for. I'm going to work on that.
Bring it down and park it, and we'll let the others judge it and see where it ends up. So that sounds great.
So mark your calendar, Friday the 10th. It'll be downtown, again, from the Four Corners down to the bridge there, right in front of where the gazebo is, in front of River Bend, and right in front of the brewery, right there, that stretch of road we're talking about.
That corner's kind of the center there. And then it just spreads out from there, and enjoy it. And it goes up towards the post office. If we get big enough, we do have permission from the city. We've talked to them about moving up towards the parking lot, city parking lot, behind the old community savings bank. If we need it this year, we'll have to work something out that night. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, telling us about it. And again, just Google Country Cruisers, and you're going to find all the details there, too.
That'll work. Or KMCH.
We'll have it on our website, too. So.
And you guys always do good. I bet there's 1,000 announcements or more that you guys make.
Oh, yeah.
In this next month.
We're going to start charging you. I don't work for free, you know. Hey. $20 an announcement.
We give you a sponsorship.
I got a t-shirt in my office right now.
Hey, there you go. If you get a t-shirt, you're good. That's good.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Wiedemann. Thanks for coming in. Dennis Wiedemann, part of the Country Cruisers. Big show coming up next Friday night right here in beautiful downtown Manchester. Look for him or anybody else in the maroon shirts, too.
You betcha. If you get a chance to buy 50-50 tickets that night, bring some money with you. I'm always selling the tickets. People harass me about that stuff.
Yeah.
That's, like I said, the 50-50 tickets are part of our moneymaker.
There you go. And again, like they said, scholarships, Special Olympics, all kinds of nonprofits.
We love to give money away. That's great.
Me too. I got to work here to earn it first before I give it away, though.
There you go.
Dennis, thanks for coming in this morning, sir.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break. We come back. Bob Sack is here. We're going to talk about Civil War days this weekend as well. Don't you go anywhere.